You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. Rejoined with Tammy Haldeman, here to bring you more information to make you smart with your money.
There you go.
All right. Want to see all the stuff? You can visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look at blog posts on any of these topics. So,
and our podcast.
Absolutely. Listen, look at the podcast. Look for Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman on iTunes. Look for it on Google Play, too. We're getting a lot of downloads. All right. So summer just ended not too long ago.
And right.
There's so many things during summer that just suck the money right out of you.
Vacations, concerts.
Kids are frequently home.
Oh, so right. The food intake is way higher.
Oh, food intake's a lot higher. There's more entertainment necessary.
Parties, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy just the amount of things that happen, and we seem to just splurge a little more during the summer. Mm-hmm. So you talk about a cleanse whenever you're doing a diet.
And right.
What about a financial cleanse? Because I think that's really what a lot of people need to do.
Yeah, probably so. Overindulging on all the fast food stuff. It's time to cleanse out our system.
All those sweet treats or fast food meals. They've got to do the same thing with their finances.
All right.
So let's go through how do we detox from summer spending. Mm-hmm. All right. So tip number one, first thing is to look at your spending. Okay. And there are a lot of different ways to do this. You could keep it simple and just get out your bank statements, get out your credit card statements, look at it that way. You know me, Tammy, I export them all to Excel, and I can categorize them and sort them and a little overly analytical stuff like that that I do. But one way or another, look at your spending, because if you look at least like the last 6 months, you can really start to get a really good idea of where do you spend your money? How much do you spend on gas? How much do you spend on fast food? How much do you spend with the latte effect going to Starbucks all the time?
For sure. It all adds up is what it comes down to. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, it definitely adds up. And there's things that will completely take you by surprise on where you're spending it. And there are a lot of budgeting tools out there like Mint.com.
Yep.
Credit Karma has a My Spending tool. I just use, I end up using actually a couple things. There's Outright is a, it's an app that has now been bought by Intuit that I like. Actually, I think they may have even changed the name to Bills recently. And pretty good.
Yep.
But I typically just use an Excel spreadsheet for tracking the bills. I think that's a pretty simple way to do it.
Yeah. And usually your bank statements can export to that.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. So next on the list on how do we detox from our summer spending is to go on a fiscal fast. And this is quite simply decide over the next 30 days, I am only going to spend money when I absolutely have to. And Tammy, have you ever gone on a fiscal fast like that?
I feel like I'm on that a lot just because of my nature of who I am.
Right.
I don't spend a lot.
Some people don't necessarily need it because they just are frugal all the time. You and I like to go to secondhand stores, we go to Goodwill, we go to Savers and buy stuff a lot. We stop by yard sales, we go buy stuff on Craigslist. But this is even not indulging in some of those things that do not buy it unless it's absolutely necessary. And here's a couple little tips of things I like to do. You and I did this recently, Tammy, is don't even buy groceries. You have stuff in your freezer.
Yeah, I was getting tired of moving stuff around. So you're right. I chose not to grocery shop for a week and a half. So.
But it was great because you end up finally getting to stuff that never gets eaten.
Right. And then some of the stuff in there had freezer burn, just because it got pushed to the back.
Well, and it's absolutely a way to save money because instead of going out and buying that new food, now you've eaten food that you already own that might have gone to waste if you hadn't eaten it. That's a pretty big part.
I didn't really think of it that way, but yeah, I guess we did.
I liked your move personally.
I was just trying to clean out the freezer.
Well, the kids were complaining there's no milk for breakfast, and I'm like, all right, there's waffles, there's sausage in there, there's bread for toast and jelly, oatmeal.
After talking to Angela Brown about the cereal, I really wasn't motivated to have them eat cereal in the morning.
Yeah, it might not be the healthiest thing for them.
Right.
Not a healthy choice.
Anyway, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of budget things that you can do and just cut out a little bit at a time. It's not, I don't know that you have to go completely cold turkey, but I think you can really cut it back.
Right. All right. So next on the list is to change your budget. So whatever you budgeted in the past, let's find a way to cut that budget. Okay, let's change it. start to really analyze what is it that you don't need. What can you cut out of there? You and I cut cable out. I figured out when I went from the Charter bundle that forced me to have a home phone that I didn't want to just an internet and got rid of cable also, it saved over $2,000 a year when I did that.
That's awesome.
And you had already done it before you even met me.
Oh, yeah, before I met you, I had cut that all out. Yep, yep. I hadn't watched TV. I'm kind of wishing I couldn't see the TV now. Most of the stuff going on.
There's a lot of stuff to stay away from on
right.
there.
Right. So, but yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point, is that just finding out what it is that you can really live without. Another thing I brought up to a friend, they just got a pay increase. And of course, to them, it meant, oh, yay, now we can go do these things. So it really was setting them back up to failure to where they were in the beginning of not having enough money. And
right, lifestyle inflation
correct,
kicks in.
Right, it just kicked in for them. And so I said, you know, if you can really stick to your current budget and just save that money, you're going to find yourself, when the car breaks down, having the money to fix it and not be stressed out.
I like it.
I don't know.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the top tips to detox from summer spending.
Right.
Number four on our list is to find the urge to purge instead of splurge.
Okay. I like that.
So find the urge to purge instead of splurge. So how can you purge things out of your life?
Oh my gosh.
We know what it means to purge with your diet.
Well, we like to sell and donate. You know, the kids, we go through their closets and we donate a lot of stuff. And then we were going to create the garage sale opportunity. And then, you know, that's a lot of work. So,
it is.
But, you know, I think it's important to kind of just let go of stuff, things that they just haven't played with and somebody else can use.
What I'm, Tim, you remember a few years ago, we decided to zero cost our Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we had to sell enough of the existing stuff for the kids
to
pay for their new Christmas.
Right.
And we did it. We zero cost the entire Christmas.
We did.
So that's an example. Like, we purged the stuff. I'm constantly listing stuff on Craigslist. You always see me like running home from work to meet somebody. And if it's my rule of thumb is it has to be worth at least $15 as a minimum that I'll take before I'll put it on Craigslist.
Okay. Good.
Get
rule.
Less than that and it's just not even worth it.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's a lot of time and inquiry. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But yeah, I sell a lot of stuff for $15 or $20 and yeah, it's $15 or $20 I didn't have before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what people will pay for.
That's right. All right.
Next on the list is to get a side hustle. All right, so what do they mean by the get a side hustle?
Let's see.
That second job.
Yeah. To be a tutor, to deliver groceries, to be an Uber driver, whatever it is. Maybe it's a talent that you have that, you know, like I like to do artwork, so selling some of my artwork.
Selling some artwork, you could tutor, you could, yeah, I mean, there's so many things you can mm-hmm. do. I mean, I know people that go wait tables in the evening mm-hmm. or they'll go bartend mm-hmm. to make extra money.
Right.
But there are a lot of different ways to go make extra money. And if you can do it with something that's your passion, that's even better.
Yeah. To me, that's what I would do. I would find that thing I love to do.
And use it to knock off debt.
That's right.
Knock off the debt first and then start saving that money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So these are our top tips to be able to detox from summer spending. We'd love to get tips from you guys. If there's things you've done in this area where you think it's worth sharing, go to our website and, you know, shoot us a message in there on the contact form at smartwithyourmoney.com, or you can shoot me a text message at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684 are the numbers for it. So shoot me a message. Let me know what you've done to detox. So the bottom line is holidays are approaching. Great time to get your money in order. So go in on a financial cleanse. Can help you develop a better relationship with your money and foster savings habits. Going through a cleanse can help you put you back in the driver's seat so you can take control of your finances. So coming up, we're going to be talking about the four surprising reasons why your credit score may have dropped. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.